Let's catch up with Mike Wilbon. You know him from PTI, ESPN. They got a new set, and he's big on the turtlenecks. Sharp. I've seen the turtlenecks multiple times from Mike Wilbon. Here he is back on Overdrive. What's up, Mike?
Back-to-back days for turtlenecks. It's cold here. It's cold for what they call cold here.
Right, exactly. Let's clarify.
It's not cold there or for somebody who grew up in Chicago like I did, but, you know, they're pretty wimpy here.
Did you get flack for the turtlenecks when you first started bringing them out, or it's just full go with the turtlenecks?
I don't listen to flack. I'm too old. I don't listen to what do athletes call it, the outside noise.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. Yeah.
See, the problem is, I think that too, but if I wear a turtleneck, I'm getting an email immediately saying, get off of that set
and get a shirt. Turtlenecks are as fashionable as anything.
I agree.
You guys got no GQ and Esquire magazines up there? I know you do.
Yeah, we got them. I mean, you'll wear them on. We're televised across the country on this show. On radio and TV, you'll wear them.
But if I do a TV panel for Leafs and everyone's got a tie and you show up with a turtleneck, they're saying get it off.
I'm just going to be better dressed than them. That's all.
Yeah, that's the move. I think you got to be a trailblazer. Listen to Wilbon. Just stop listening to the white noise.
Stop
and just
listening.
Go with it.
Don't do that.
Absolutely. We're talking about Masai Ujiri and the Raptors, and I'm sure you would think about this team the same way we do, same way the whole league does. I mean, them
I
being
love the team.
29-14 is a spectacular run, considering the hurdles they've had to overcome. But Masai, you know, he's an assassin. You never know how he's going to approach it.
Yeah.
Personally, I would be disappointed if he didn't add something. Not significantly, but I think this team deserves a message from the front office. Hey, congratulations, and let's go get it, because outside of Milwaukee, I mean, there's no reason the Raptors can't finish second in the Eastern Conference.
Okay, let's take this part by part. One, you can't be disappointed in anything that happens in the Raptors' world this year, because they just won a championship. So after years and years of disappointment at the hands of LeBron, mostly, but others too, there's no disappointment. Everybody gets a pass this year in Toronto, everybody. Having said that, they have not approached it that way. Nick Nurse and that team have been great. Masai doesn't do a lot of talking anytime. He just does what he does. He just does it. I mean, he's been a man of action. And so if there's action to be had, I suspect he'll be in the middle of it. I don't know how much action there can be. Like, how many? So you tell me what player or two could help Toronto?
Well, that's the issue. What they need is a superstar. They're not going to get it.
Okay, there's no superstar to be had.
Exactly. So, you know,
there's no superstar on the loose.
Right. The wing position is where they could probably use the most help, but, you know, who's available?
Where's the position?
The wing position. Somewhere on the wing.
Okay, so maybe Kevin Love? I mean, maybe. So there's one team, as you mentioned, there's one team out front in the East, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Can the Raptors do something that can enable them to catch Milwaukee? Is there an antidote to Antetokounmpo?
I don't see it. No, I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I mean, maybe he sees it. I bet he sees it. And the question is, can he get it without mortgaging the future? I mean, if Toronto's out 1 year, so what? I mean, if you're not going to do something, first of all, Antetokounmpo may not even be in the East. In a year.
Well, that's who he's dreaming about, Mike. You want to find out who he sees stopping Giannis. It's actually getting Giannis in 2 years.
Yeah, maybe. And look, I don't put anything past aside. He can get stuff done. I mean, he's a guy who gambles with a real purpose and reason sense of practicality, and you know, he just had the ultimate gamble. So I'm not going to put it past him. I don't know that he can get him. And by the way, to me, there's like a 30% chance or better that Antetokounmpo is going to be on the move. And that's just a hunch. I don't have any inside information. I haven't talked to anybody. I've talked to people who want him.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they're going to get him. You think the New York Knicks don't want him?
Well, I mean, of course they do.
I mean, so they do want him. And the question will be, who, if anybody, will get him away from Milwaukee? But in terms of this year, right now, can they get somebody that's going to make a difference? First of all, they can still beat Philadelphia. They can still beat Boston on the court.
Right.
And those are the two teams that immediately stand in the way of them even getting to Milwaukee, unless they get Milwaukee in a second-round matchup. But if they get Philadelphia in the second round or Boston in the second round, Toronto can beat them.
Yep.
Either one of them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they will, but that's an even match. And nobody else in the East is frightening. It's Milwaukee. So I don't think that Masai has to say, okay, we are incapable of contending for a conference championship if we don't make a big splash move that takes away resources from something else. I don't believe that. I believe they can beat anybody in the East except Milwaukee right now.
With Michael Wilbon of ESPN and PTI, Mike and Stephen A. Smith, they're coaching the celeb game on ESPN on Friday night of NBA All-Star Weekend. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Mike Wilbon. We're up here in Canada waiting to see if Larry Walker is going to get into Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem like he's going to get in. We know Jeter's going to get in.
Of course.
But, you know, Walker, it's his 10th and final year on the ballot. He's going to be right around 75%. But it's led to a conversation on our show over multiple days and multiple weeks. We've been talking about it for years.
Right.
You know, the system in general when it comes to Cooperstown, the writers, the voting, the sanctimony. I take a lot of issue with it. How do you feel about the history of Cooperstown and the way they vote upon these things?
I've never voted for that. Mm-hmm. I was a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter for 10 mm-hmm. years. I've never voted for a baseball. I've objected to certain things, but I don't object right now to the... I mean, I know that what's controversial is the sort of shunning of Bonds and Clemens and a few others, and I don't really have a problem with it. I don't think that another generation of writers will do that, but, you know, you only get to be on so long. And Larry Walker seems to me to be one of those candidates who could benefit greatly from another year of no Bonds, no Clemens, and no whoever else is in that group.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, this has been going on with baseball for forever. I mean, you know, we've had the Pete Rose controversy for decades now. And, you know, my dear friend and co-host Tony Kornheiser, his solution is to just put on the plaque that they were banned from baseball for the following reason, but their contributions suggest they should be in. And I don't know that I buy that way of doing it totally either. I haven't heard proposed a solution, which I find greatly satisfying. So this is just a dilemma. But Larry Walker stands to benefit from those guys not going in one more year, presuming they don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, it always becomes a big push late. You know, the statistics come up, and you start comparing one player compared to other players that might already be in the Hall of Fame. It's always that character issue, you know, and it's completely arbitrary. It's completely subjective, whether or not you like a guy, don't like a guy. I mean, you've been voting. You voted for the Football Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Would you take that into consideration? If a guy was rude to you 20 years ago, would you hold that against him?
No, I didn't. Don't believe in it. And I think in the football bylaws, it says something about that not being, you know, put it this way. These things are all guidelines, right?
Right.
I mean, they're no absolutes. I did not. That didn't bother me at all. It just didn't come into
no, nor should it, because then you start looking back on it, right? Like, there's guys that are, like, O.J.'s still in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb was one of the worst human beings, apparently, ever. We've come across. And he's, you know, you don't go back and say, well, now that we know this information, we're going to take a guy out.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's but the Larry Walker stuff is all baseball related, right?
No, there's nothing else there. It's all about whether or not, you know, because he was at Coors Field. And,
sure.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to penalize somebody from playing a Coors Field. I mean, it's a Coors Field. Even if there's an advantage, even if there's an obvious advantage, it's still a park that Major League Baseball is being played in. They don't discount the games.
Mm-hmm.
They don't factor by three quarters, do they? So no, that stuff wouldn't stop me. Like you guys, I'm waiting to see what happens. I don't care about the unanimity issue with Derek Jeter. I know before that, you know, Tom Seaver had been the closest, and then, you know, Mariano Rivera goes 100%. And Jeter, the question is, will he be somewhere north of Seaver but south of Rivera? And does it matter? It doesn't matter to me. You're in the Hall of Fame. I guess it's great. It's a nice note. You know, I know in NBA history at some point, there had never been a unanimous MVP, and Steph Curry became the first one of those
right.
a few years ago. So you have all these, you know, these milestones. I hate when people on various networks start calling these things records. It's like, it's not a record. You know, it's just, it's something to maybe talk about, maybe not. There's no record attached to it. Record is home runs in a year, or, you know, how many points a year you average in a season. It's not a record. But I don't, you know, Jeter to me, The Jeter thing isn't really news unless perhaps it's 100% or if it's much smaller, if it's 91% maybe. It's not news. You've known since the 10th year of his existence in Major League Baseball that Derek Jeter was going to the Hall of Fame. It's like, how long do we need to go into LeBron James' career before we knew he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Right.
7 or 8 years? That's about all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anything other than that is just hype.
With Mike Wilbon from PTI. PTI hitting the road next week down in Miami for the Super Bowl. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at RealMikeWilbon. This Super Bowl, I am very intrigued. I love that there's new blood. It's a turnover. We got Mahomes, who I think is the most exciting player in football, playing there. This Niners team is nasty. They're maulers, kind of a throwback. We'll just bury you with the run. In terms of intriguing storylines, even though we're still a week and a half out, is there one in particular that's grabbing your attention?
No, you named them. I mean, I think they're pretty universal. I mean, Mahomes is a fascinating character. And so you've got a guy in his third year in the league who just seems to be unstoppable. I mean, you know, is it possible that he wasn't passed the baton by Brady? He just took it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's rolling. And that's fascinating. Who can stop him? And I'm one of those people. Look, I grew up in Chicago. We don't know anything about quarterbacks. But we do know about great defense. And so I'm one of those people who always, my entire thinking about football has been colored by that. And growing up with Butkus and Singletary and all the great defense, Richard Dent and Otis Wilson and the 85 Bears and Buddy Ryan, that is my influence, my football influence. And I have believed wholeheartedly that great defense wins championships and can take out great offense. And I don't know that that's going to be the case at all. I mean, you look at what Patrick Mahomes does, and by the way, the weapons get overlooked. I mean, they've got speed. Speed kills everything. And so, I don't know. Normally, I would bet on San Francisco in that defense, but I don't know. And so, that is, to me, that is the storyline that matters, and probably the only one. I mean, you got some colorful characters in this Super Bowl, but that theme, great defense versus great offense, and who wins, that to me is what makes this a compelling Super Bowl.
Again, PTI will be down there in Miami starting Monday. You can follow along on Twitter and Instagram, at RealMikeWilbon. We look forward to tracking it. Bring the turtlenecks down to South Beach. You got to bring them down.
No, that's why I'm wearing them. I'm dumping them all out this week. No, we go to Pastels in South Beach.
Okay, I like it.
You know, we go to something different down there. I don't even look at the forecast yet. You know, you don't always get 80 down there. You can get some low 70s or even 60s.
I got
to start packing pretty soon here to get ready for the South Beach trip.
Oh, you'll be fine down there. As a Chicago guy, you're like us. You've been through the grind. You know, even if it is in the mid-60s, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
this time
a week break is a week break, no matter how you get it and where it is.
Absolutely. Enjoy it down there. Thank you for doing this, Mike.
All right, you guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. There he is, Mike Wilbon from PTI.